Get your Bible. I'm going to do something that I love to do, and we are going to minister to whoever as well as God will have us to. So come right on up. Amen. Who are we? Do you know who you are? For many years, I think within the late middle 20s, early 30s, I began to learn some things about the things of God. For most of my life at that time, I heard that, and I want y'all to listen real good. We're going to do something. I heard that because, you know, I always loved God, wanted to know him, wanted to serve him, and I didn't know much about him, but I wanted to know him, but I always had a low opinion of myself because I didn't know who I was. And finally one day I found out, began to get some revelation from the word that I am a new creature. And when you're raised and you've been told that that's all you heard, well, all you heard, that's all you can believe. That you are just an old sinner saved by grace. How many heard that? I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. And how many heard that? Now, will you please answer me this question? How can you be new and old at the same time? How many of you mothers, ladies, had a baby, said, just an old baby I had? You didn't call that baby old baby. And no, you didn't. You said, this is my newborn. All right. Didn't you say it? Amen. Didn't you say it? And so many people have been robbed of their blessing because they did not know or do not know who they are, even though they're born again. But they've been robbed of the blessing that God has in store for us because we don't know who we are. And if you do know, you ought to keep feeding every day, because I'm telling you that the more you learn, the more there is to learn. So I'm going to read this script again, and we're going to do what I love to do. I love to read these epistles. And if you can put them up, and it's put up our last scripture we read last week, 2 Corinthians 5:17. I'm gonna do what I'm led to do. That's the best way to do it. He says, I'm gonna read both. You can go ahead and put up the King James. Listen to the NIV. He said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creature has come. The old has gone and the new is here. The King James said, therefore, if any man be where?
In Christ,
he is a new creature. Now, says he what? He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. If you put something away that was old, which you go around and claim, I still got that old suit in my closet, and you done put it away, you know, where you put it in the fire, gave it to somebody else, you wouldn't say that, would you? God said, if you be in Christ, you are a new creature. What you used to be had passed away. Those of you that have parents like my parents, they are passed away. You don't hear me go around and say, well, I'm going to visit my parents, because they're gone. I know where they are, of course, but they're not here. Well, what I used to be before I met Jesus, it's gone. That person don't exist anymore. And the new has come. So who am I? I've become a new creature. Who is the one that got me? Or how was I begotten? I was born of God. How was I begotten? I was born of God. And God said, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. So what am I going to believe? What somebody else say, or how I feel, or what the word said? So since I'm a new creature and old things are passed away and all things have become new, then where am I going to find out about this new creature? Because I never lived this life before. So where am I going to find, where will I get the information and the knowledge I need for this new life? Well, it's only one place to go, to the one that created me, the one that made me, and that's the word of God. And God is the one that, it wasn't man's idea, sure wasn't Satan's idea to get me born again. Amen. So listen to this scripture we read last week. And because I'm going to the epistle here in a minute. He said in 1 John 3:1, beloved, what manner, this is still King James. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called who? Sons of God. He got it up now. It's up. That we should be called who? Sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, when we get to heaven, we will be sons of God. Oh, that ain't up there? I may read that on the screen then. Beloved, what? Now are we sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We know we are born again. We don't know all that have taken place, but one day we're going to see it. We are going to see it clear. We look through a glass dimly, darkly now. We don't see it so clearly, but one day we're going to see it. Very, very clear. But I do know this now, because he said it. I am a son of God. I am the redeemer of the Lord. So since I'm a son of God, I'm the redeemer of the Lord, and I've been set free. This is what Ephesians 2 and 10 says, reading from the Amplified. Ephesians 2 and 10. And like I said, anyway.